Muchas gracias, ministro. Buenos días.
Thank you, Minister. Thank you to you all, representatives of state, civil society, and secretariat colleagues. As permanent representative of Chile to the UN in Geneva, it's a great honor for me to introduce the authorities who make up my delegation's authorities for this review. First of all, my delegation is headed by the Minister of Justice and Human Rights of Chile, Mr. Luis Cordero. Also with us, the Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, Gloria de la Fuente. Regarding the legislative power, we have Senator Fabiola Campile, President of the Human Rights Commission, Nationality and Citizenship from our Senate, and Senator Alfonso Lurreste, President of the Commission for Constitution, Legislation, Justice and Rules of the Senate of Chile. I'd also like to highlight the presence of the Minister of the Supreme Court of Chile, Madame Maria Teresa Letelier, representing the judiciary, as well as General Karina Sosa, Human Rights Director and responsible for protection of the family, and Ambassador Thomas Pascual, Director of the Human Rights Division from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. During the period that has elapsed since the last UPR, we have made major progress in terms of human rights, as well as we face challenges. Also, as I said, we're facing challenges. We come before the UPR, and I'm convinced that the recommendations we receive today will allow us to continue to make progress in terms of defending human rights of all Chileans. As you'll no doubt noted, in our work in the Human Rights Council, my country is characterized by its progressive vision, its universal vision of human rights. And in this regard, it's a source of pride for us to come before you under this mechanism. It's universal in nature, the aim being to continue to cooperate with all states here present in the area of human rights. Finally, allow me to highlight that our delegation is made up of the three powers of state. And I think this testifies to the importance that we feel the work done here is, and also the way in which we hope to be able to continue implementing the recommendations that we shall accept as a country, as part of this review. We look forward to your support and cooperation as we move into this next stage in order to build a fairer, more equitable society, fully respecting